Okay, good morning. We are continuing Hilchos Sukkah. We are at Taf Resh Mem Bet. But just a quick follow-up from yesterday. So Rav Shapson asked a great question. How do you get an Avel on Chol HaMoed? Right? Because if you started an Avelus before it ends with the beginning of Yom Tov. So one answer is, we actually did say yesterday, that you bury the body on Chol HaMoed, and therefore you begin Avelus Betzina, your Avelus Shel Shiva begins Chol HaMoed, and you still count the 7 days starting after Yom Tov, but you still have a din of an Avel Betzina for those, for that Chol HaMoed. The other possible scenario or category would be an Avel even for Shloshim or the whole year. And you're still an Avel, that person is an Avel on some level, right? You could be an Avel of Shiva, Shloshim, or the year. And the Hava Mina is your Mitztayer. And the whole point of the Halacha is, even though there's a Hava Mina that you're a Mitztayer on Pater, the answer is no, because this is a personal, emotional one that one has to, at least in most situations, one has to overcome. Okay. That's that. And then, just a quick sum up, because there's a little bit of unclarity perhaps with the Shehecheyanu. So regarding the mitzvah of, regarding building a mitzvah, building the sukkah rather, building the sukkah, the Yerushalmi says there is such a bracha of building a sukkah, of the lashon of asiya for the sukkah, and that is not according to the Bavli, so that lamaisen, no one says you're allowed to say. The question is on Shehecheyanu. So even the Bavli says there is a bracha of Shehecheyanu for the sukkah. Now, it comes out, it's very clear from all the poskim that the ikar mitzvah of Shehecheyanu is on the kiyum of the mitzvah of leishev sukkah, which could only happen during the holiday of Sukkot. It's living in the sukkah. That's the real what the Shehecheyanu is for. There's two separate Shehecheyanu, so let's just get that past us again. Shehecheyanu for Yom Tov, for the holiday itself, for the 7 days. That's one Shehecheyanu. And there's a separate Shehecheyanu for the mitzvah of living in the sukkah. Now, so those are two separate Shehecheyanus. Fine. You could say it once on both, or you can say two separate ones. So the minhag is we say one on both if it's shayach for the first time and you say Shehecheyanu on both. But the Iker Shehecheyanu is on living in the Sukkah. So for the Shehecheyanu for Sukkah, there's only one time a year, everyone points out, there's only one time a year you can say Shehecheyanu on a Sukkah, and you have to wait from Sukkot to Sukkot. So, for example, Shlomo Zalman points out, others too, it's, if you're going to build a second Sukkah, a third Sukkah in the middle of the holiday, you still only said Shehecheyanu once that whole year for the mitzvah of Sukkah. You only get one time a year to say Shehecheyanu. Because really the mitzvah is on living in the sukkah. And once you're mekayim it, you're done. And so certainly if the first night you eat at a friend's sukkah, and then you go to your house to eat in your sukkah for the first time or to sleep there for the first time afterwards, when you already said Shehecheyanu on the mitzvah of eating in your friend's sukkah, that's it, you're done for the year. Because every holiday that once a year gets for the Shehecheyanu, that's really what it's for. Just the Gemara points out, you could be mekayim the Shehecheyanu on the sukkah when you build your own sukkah. As you're finishing, while you're still osik b'mitzvah, while you're building when it becomes kosher, then you could say that Shehecheyanu for building the sukkah already before sukkah started. Bir Halacha says it has to be within 30 days. Now, none of us say this bracha before sukkah starts. We all wait for sukkah, so I don't want to get bogged down, but it happens to be the Bir Halacha points out that it's a machloket rishonim. So the Tosfos and Rosh says, you could, if you say Shehecheyanu before sukkah on building the sukkah, so then in Mela you don't say it again on sukkah itself, because even though you said it a few days early, it works on the holiday, even for the Shehecheyanu of the Yom Tov. So you wouldn't say it at Kiddush at all. Again, none of us do this, so it doesn't come up. And at the Bir Halacha says it's a safek bracha zahakel. Again, the Rambam, others, Ritva says you would say it again, Because you can't say it on Yom Tov, a few days before Yom Tov even starts. But because Sukkot is for the holiday, so that's where you get the Machloket Rishonim. But again, none of us say it early, so that's really not exactly a... Anyway, so it comes out. You only say Shiach Yanu once. We say it once. That's the minhag. We say it on the holiday itself for both. Now, if the Ramah points out, though, if you said it the first night outside of a sukkah, then when you go to the sukkah, since when you said the Shiach Yanu, it was only on the holiday, so that happens to be a machloket, if the Ramah is correct, but that is the halacha. Everyone paskins like the Ramah, that you would say it again, since when you said Shiach Yanu, in his case, because you said it on the holiday outside of a sukkah, so then you're not, at that moment, it wasn't shayach to the Shiach Yanu that you said, wasn't shayach to the sukkah. But again, there is a machloket on that, and that's why it's a bit confusing. Okay. Right. And one last thing I want to point out was the sugya, we touched upon it, but it comes again up here with building a pergola. So just a real sikkum, when a person makes a pergola, a permanent sukkah, in their home, in their backyard, their front lawn, whatever, marpeset, the balcony, and you build it forever, right? It's thin slats. They're all less, they're always less than a tefach, right? That's how they're made. So then, even they're permanent. So ideally, you want them to be resting on little grooves, so that they don't, so that it won't fall down. It's, and you're not using nails to prevent them from falling down. Once they're resting on wood, you can add nails for extra support for a ruach she'enu metzuya. But ideally, we make them so that they're resting on wood and not resting via nails. Otherwise, you have the chumra l'chatchila of maimed, because the nails are not tzchach kasher. But anyway, so that's normally how pergolas are made. And they're always made l'shem sukkah, right? So even if you were to make it from the beginning of the year, earlier than 30 days, since everyone knows when you're making your pergola, you're making it for shade and for the mitzvah of sukkah, so then it would be kasher, 100%, there's no problem. And that's how it's related to this siman, because when you build it, again, we don't do this, but the Ikar Adin would be when you build it for the first time, then you would say, you could say Shiach Yanu when you build it, perhaps only within 30 days of Sukkot. That's what the Bir Halacha writes. So that's, but anyways, we always wait for Sukkot anyway to say the Shiach Yanu. And this lasts from year to year. And so there is a Chumrah mentioned, it's a Chiddush. No one brings it down until the Mishnah Berurah and perhaps the Chai Adam, that once the holiday passes, it was not brought down anywhere else, and the Aruch HaShulchan says clearly it's not correct, that you have to be Machadei Shadavar. So we had that a couple simanim ago with the Sukkah Yeshena, an old Sukkah. So do you have to be Machadei Shatzeya Tefach al Tefach? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lechatchila, one should be Machadei Tefach al Tefach. So we might as well, it's not difficult, might as well be Machmer, be Mekayim, the Mishnah Berurah, but just know that it's only a din lechatchila, and most poskim either don't agree or don't mention this chumrah, because once it was done, l'shem chag, then it works forever. Okay, right? The Mishnah Berurah says once the holiday passes, from year to year, you have to be mechadesh something. Okay, fine. Now let's continue to today. Taf Resh Mem Bet. Seif Aleph. Im Chal Yom Rishon Shal Sukkos Yot B'Shabbos. So now, Yom Rishon, the first day, falls out on Shabbos. So what do you do? Omrim Be'arvit Bracha Achas Mein Sheva V'Chotim Ba B'Shabbos Bilvad. So if Friday night is also, so we always know Friday night right after Shimon Esrei from Ariv. The Chazan says a quick Me'ein Sheva, a mini Chazar Rashatz. So there, he always says the bracha at the end, Mekadesh HaShabbos. So that is, when it comes out on any Yom Tov, you only say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and you don't mention Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Because we never say this bracha on Yom Tov. We only say it because everyone, people are late on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, people are not so late, so we're not trying to extend the tefillah longer. And that bracha is only for Shabbos, so therefore, even though it follows out on Yom Tov, we don't add it. Okay. We learned that before. Taf Reish Mem Gimel Seder HaKiddush. Okay, so how does Kiddush work? So Aleph. Seder HaKiddush. Yain Kiddush V'Sukkah V'Achar Kach Zman. So there is three brachos when it comes to Kiddush on Sukkot. Right, this is the nighttime we're talking about, right? So you have the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. So first bracha is on wine. And if you don't have wine, it would be bread. But anyways, so yain. Right, the same halacha would be if you use wine or bread, as far as the order. But here we go. So if it's yain, we say first. Then, and we're all familiar with this, Beit Pri HaGefen, right after the psukim. And then you say the bracha of Kiddush. It's actually, Then you say the bracha of Kiddush. It's actually four brachas. My mistake. So Kiddush is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, right? Or you would add the word Shabbos if it is, but okay. V'sukkah, the third bracha that you would say is Leishev B'sukkah. V'achar kach Zman. And the last bracha that you would say is for Zman. This is for the first night, right? Many of us, if you in Chutz Laaretz and you say the second night, you would switch the order for Zman. But V'achar kach Zman. Zman you say last, because the Shehechianu is going on both Kiddush, right, for the holiday itself, for Yom Tov, and it's also going on Sukkah. All right. Tav Reish Mem Gimel. Lefisha Hazman Chozer Al Kiddush Hayom, because this Shehechianu is going on the Yom, the Al Mitzvah Sukkah. And based on what we do, the minhag is we save it for the, right, for the first night, the Shehechianu. So therefore, the Shehechianu is going on both, so you want the Shehechianu to be after both. Now, Bediyavid, if a person makes a mistake and he says Shehechianu before he says Leishev Basukah, for sure that's fine for both. Because Stam Das is the Shehechianu goes on both. And the order doesn't matter. Right? You can say Shehechianu or Leishev Basukah, the order which one really doesn't matter. And they're both for both. And but just it emphasizes the point. We say on the first night, since it's the first, the Shehechianu is going on the Sukkah, we save it for afterwards, for emphasis that it's also on the Sukkah. And then on the second night in Chutz Laaretz, then you switch it because you already ate in the Sukkah and you don't need it, you only need it for the Yom. Okay. And why is it, so also, we mentioned Kiddush first. So Mishnah Berurah points out, because which one comes first? First comes the holiday, right? When the sun sets, or when you accept it, Tosefis or not. And then, afterwards, when you sit inside the sukkah. So, right, wherever you're in shul, whatever, the holiday itself comes first. So that's why it's mentioned first. Also, it's tadir v'tadir kodim. Okay. All right. Now, he also points out that if you don't make the bracha of Shehechianu for the Yom Tov the first night, you can say it all week. Some also point out, if you get yourself in a funny situation where you're not sure if you should say Shehechianu or not, like maybe you had in mind, maybe you're a Yotze for the Yom Tov, maybe you said it for the Sukkah, you're not sure, or you're not sure if you said it properly for the Sukkah, if you come up with such a case, when you say the bracha on a lulav in the morning, when you say Shehechianu for the lulav, you can also have in mind Shehechianu for anything else or that you need to that you might need to say it for. Right, you're allowed to say one Shehechianu for two things if you have them in mind, right? If it's applicable. Okay, afilo bashuk, even if you're outside on the street and you realize you never said Shehechianu on Kiddush, you're allowed to say Shehechianu anytime during the 7 days. Okay, fine. Let's go to Tibet. Leharambam Mekadesh, so this is, right, you're sitting or standing. So the Harambam, according to the Rambam, Mekadesh Me'umad, you say Kiddush standing, Umevarech Leishev Basukah, and then when you finish Kiddush, and you finish saying Leishev Basukah, V'yoshev, and then that's when you sit down. Because the Iker, according to the Rambam, the Iker, the bracha is going, the Iker part of Kiyum Mitzvahs of Leishei B'Sukkah is just being in the Sukkah. And that's emphasized by sitting down. So therefore, you want the bracha of Leishei B'Sukkah to be attached to sitting down, to show that it's for that. V'acharkach mevarech zman. And then when you're sitting, you say Shehechiyanu. No. V'einu agin kein, the Rama adds, and that's not the prevalent minhag. Again, everyone does what their minhag is. Elisha makachin meyushav. He says, no, it's better to say the whole kiddush sitting down. Why? V'chein da'at ha-rosh. And that's based on the Rosh. So maybe a little bit different. Again, depends what you do Friday night. And Friday night, there's some people in particular want to stand because vayachulu is edus or al pisod. But here, when there's a mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, there's another reason, according to the Rama points out, based on the Rosh, to be sitting down. Because the ikar mitzvah of kiyum, of leishei basukkah, is not by sitting or just living, it's by eating. And that's why many of the minhag, the prevalent minhag is, you say the bracha of leishei basukkah when you're dafka eating, because that's the ikar zman. Right, if you know you're not going to be eating, so that's the famous machloket I think we discussed. But when it comes to kiddush, so you want to make the ikar leishei basukkah when you're already sitting. You want the leishei basukkah to be attached to eating. So as soon as you don't want to be sitting down after you say leishei basukkah. You want leishei basukkah to be when as soon as you are closer to when you eat. And so that's two minhagim, all right, they're both acceptable. Gimel bishaar yamim, now during the other days during the week, which bracha should you say first? Right, we know by when you're saying kiddush, so you're drinking wine, and so it's part of Kiddush. Kiddush makes you, it gives you the matzah to eat. So your kaveya suda. So there we know you're going to say the bracha when you say Kiddush. What about during the week? There's no Kiddush. So now all you're going to be saying is hamotzi lecha min haaretz. So when is the best time to say the bracha leishei basukkah? Should you say it before? Everyone says after Netilas Yadayim. The question is, should you say it in between Netilas Yadayim and Birkas HaMotzi or after Birkas HaMotzi? So he says, Bishara Yami Mevarech Al HaSukkah Kodem Birkas HaMotzi. So normally, when's the best time to do it? Since there's no Kiddush, you're not saying it attached to Kiddush. The best time to do it is before Birkas HaMotzi. That's based on the Torah B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir in Rottenburg. All right, Maram. And that's also because it's closer to yeshiva, it's more attached to sitting down, and there's not less inyan of a hefsek. All right, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch's preference is. The nohagim, but he points out the prevalent minhag is, and it's 100% fine also, lavarech ala sukkah achar birkas hamotzi. Now, you can even say it, this is more according to the Rosh, but you can say Leishei basukkah after Birkas HaMotzi, before you eat the bread. And everyone agrees, really, it's not a hefsek, because it's all for the purpose of eating bread. Right? It's only a hefsek if it's not shayach whatsoever. Haga, and hachi noagim b'chol, and he says, that's the minhag, about b'Shabbos v'yom tov sheish ben kiddush, whenever it's kiddush, Shabbos and yom tov, then you say it at kiddush. Mevarech le'achar at kiddush, after you say Kiddush, right? That's what we already had. And right, everyone should do it. Menag is v'im kiddush b'bayit v'ochel basukkah or ipcha. Look at Reish Ayin Gemel. Right, so that's Shino Yimakom. So, but here, anyway, just to point out, so what happens with Shabbos or Yom Tov morning? So in the morning, the kiddush, there's no bracha of kiddush. It's just Bre'pir Geffen, and that's it. You say a pasuk, Bre'pir Geffen, and then you drink. So where should you say? Should you say Leishev Basukkah or not? So most Ashkenazim would say, most Ashkenazim do say, what's it called? They say Leishei Basukah in the morning when they say Kiddush, even if there's no bread. Sorry. If there's bread, everyone says Leishei Basukah. There's no question, right? This happens to be a machloket. Which one do you do first? Before Beir Pei Geffen, after Beir Pei Geffen, with Tamotzi, there's different minhagim. If a person's just going to have a quick Kiddush, and they're just going to have a piece of cake, so then most Ashkenazim also say Leishev Basukah. I believe most would say it after a Beir Pei Geffen, and then before they drink the wine, they would say Leishev Basukah, but there are different opinions. And most Sephardim, they would actually not say a bracha unless it's bread. So if they're just having a quick Kiddush on Mazonos, many Sephardim don't even say Leishev Basukah in that situation. Okay. Well, if they're not Koveyas, you mean if they're, but they're not Koveyas Suda. So many don't. Many, they wait. It's actually, they're very strict, like the Ramah, which is a little bit odd. But that's, anyways, they're Shulchan Aruch, they say Nagu. So, but anyways, many of them were Machmer, unless they have bread or Koveyas Suda. Maybe if they have more than a kibitza. That's a good question. So, different opinions on how to handle that. So, Taf Reish Mem Dalet. Seder Harlo Koyamei Achag. Aleph. Shachrit Achar Chazar Atfila Not Lina Lulav. So now we're getting to Shachris. And the Tfila. So you daven. And then after Chazar Ashatz, you do the mitzvah of Lulav, right? Some people do it, obviously. We know some people do it in the morning in their sukkah, zrizim, even more zrizim magdim in the mitzvos, and some try and do it in their sukkah. But here, okay, so here it's as far as mitzvot, it's been established we do a netilas lulav right after chazar hashatz in order. Also, it's zrizim magdimin for the tzibur, or it's also part of the tefillah. We use it for davening. Umevarchin al netilas lulav v'shechianu, right? It's going to be part of Halal or Shoshanos. So we say the bracha of netilas lulav, and we say shechianu, right? Another time. This is, most situations, this will be your second and last shechianu for sukkahs until you reach Shemini Atzeret. Now, v'gomrim ha-halal, and you finish halal, you say complete halal, halal shalim with the bracha before and after, l'kol ha-deos. V'chein kol shemonas yemei achag, for all 8 days, which means through Shemini Atzeret, right? And plus in Chutz La'aretz also for Simchas Torah, the ninth day. Umavarchin ligmora et ha'halal, and you say the bracha ligmora et ha'halal, even for Svardim, right? It's full halal. Here they're going to say a bracha both times, even before and after. Svardim say ligmora et ha'halal, Ashkenazim say likros ha'halal. Bain tzibur bain yachid, even though it might be a machlokis, how to handle it in other situations when it's a minag, here when it's a mikar adin, a kul yalma, doesn't matter if you're in public or in private, you say it with a bracha. Okay. Ein mafsikin bo, ela kaderek she'amar b'kriyat shema. And you're not supposed to interrupt halal, except like you are allowed to make interruptions for Kriyat Shema. Be'emtza shoel mipnei ayira, you're allowed to, in the middle of a mizmor, you're allowed to even ask for someone who you're afraid of, or you have to have yira for. Meshiv mipnei kavod, and for someone who you have to give more honor to, you could even answer, good Shabbos, good Yontif, whatever, Moadim Uzmanim, whatever. Bein haprakim, and in between the mizmor, so then for sure everything goes for answering. Shalom ibn Yaakovad umeshi shalom lakol adam. You're allowed to respond. Alright, chag sameach, whatever someone tells you. Ve'im pasak ve'emtza v'shah afilu kadei ligmor et kula. And if you make such a break, and einu tzarich lachzor el makom shepasak, even though you took a long break, you just go back to where you left off. And if a person brings you a lulav in the middle of halal, in between the mizmorim, you say the bracha if you didn't get a chance to do the mitzvah yet. This way, because you want to use the lulav during halal. So in bein mizmorim, that's the best time to say the bracha. Okay, bet the halal Afilo asara korin ke'ach ke'echad. And there's no maximum number. Many people can lead and read Hallel out loud, and even as chazan, and that's not a problem. Okay, stop here.